UW System began in 1971 as a tool for collaboration, consistency, and efficiency for the state's college campuses. But State Senator Ted Canevas says over time, System has become a bureaucratic barrier to innovation.
We simply don't have extra dollars right now for spending on bureaucracy when we should be investing in our universities and helping them innovate.
Canevas cites a joint human resource management program that's cost millions of dollars and still isn't completed. He says the system is behind a gubernatorial veto of a plan that would have allowed UW-Milwaukee to expand programs to the Waukesha campus. A member of the Board of Regents says the system hasn't come out against the merger, it just hasn't had a chance to discuss its value. Brent Smith of La Crosse says he's not against discussing the role of the UW system.
I don't think that there is a move or a feeling among either the people in Madison or around the state that we should get rid of the system idea. I think most people think the system has worked well. The question is, really is and the biggest one that we face every year, and I think it's all over the country, the funding for higher education and especially for public education in this country.
The chancellor at UW-La Crosse says the system allows campuses to speak with one voice. Doug Hostead says the UW system is valuable, although there's always room for improvement.
I wouldn't point the finger at system and say it's system's fault. I think I'd point a finger at some processes that we might have, that if we could change those, we would be much more nimble to respond to the public's needs.
Hostead says local campuses, the system, and the legislature should find ways to make themselves more efficient at implementing change. Meanwhile, Canevas says individual chancellors should have autonomy deciding what's best for their campuses. He's calling for serious discussion of the need for UW system. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.